Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Gary Butterfield here.
Braden Cameron. What's going on, Gary?
Oh, hey, I just logged you on to wifislut.com.
Oh, yeah, I love that site. It's pretty great. It's the site where you can make your Wi-Fi sexy.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like the Ashley Madison of wireless networks.
If you want to cheat on your Wi-Fi.
if you find real dirty slut cheating Wi-Fis, you go to wifislut.com.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Gary, how have you been? What's been going on?
Well, I was masturbating, I'll put that on hold for a business meeting. I'm sorry. That's okay. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't feel worried about it.
That's okay. So, you could have just been working with your mastermate. What happened?
Well, that's the wifislut.com isn't compatible with it. It needs to update the codecs.
Okay. Well, we'll have to work on that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's part of one of the nice things.
Firmware.
One of the nice things about being a co-inventor of the Mastermate is that I can go to my favorite adult websites and all under the guise of research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really, I mean, I'm just masturbating, but to you know, the IRS, to the old tax man, it looks like I'm checking to see whether wifislut.com is compatible with our products.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good. Gary, speaking of our products, I was over at the steak house the other day. And,
oh, cool.
I was eating with a magnate. And, boy, I got to tell you, I think there's something weird going on over there. And I don't mean the steak house itself. There's just these magnates with their...
What did Carl do?
Carl
do like... Do I need to go down and talk to Carl?
No, Carl's fine. It's just these magnates with their big floppy jowls and their like dining blouses. Like they just can't seem to keep the food in their mouths, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that a little bit, but I kind of thought that would work itself out in the wash. Like as magnates are around fine food pairings, they would eventually just kind of figure out like, hey, this is where food goes. But you're telling me that's not working out for me?
Yeah, and it's nothing to do with the restaurant. I think it's just magnates. Like, I think that's just in their nature. You and I figured it out because we're business magnates, and that's what we do. We invent and we innovate, and we realize that the food goes in your mouth. These other magnates, they don't know how to do things. They're like, I'm into oil. I like roller skates. I don't understand anything beyond these things.
As you were saying this, I just looked down to find a chicken leg on my gut.
See? And who hate? I hate that. You know?
How like, did this even happen?
Yeah, I mean, I spill on myself occasionally because it's an accident. Things happen. It's always at the worst time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to go to a job interview or you're going to pitch hard to somebody or you've got a date maybe and you end up spilling, you know, marinara sauce or beerinara sauce all over yourself.
Yeah, like barbecue sauce takes a dog's age to get out of these whites.
Yeah, don't even get me started on barbecue sauce. That stuff doesn't get out of anything. But
if you got tough stains, you got to sing them out.
So if it's having the dinner with this magnate, who I'm going to leave nameless, and he's spilling stuff all over his flapping jowls, and it's getting all over his shirt and his cummerbund and his pants. And I had this epiphany because just over his right shoulder, right in that you could barely see the bar, you know where I'm sitting now.
Oh, yeah.
You could barely see the bar TV. And they were showing a documentary on like Nat Geo or something, and it was of one of the world's cleanest animals, the pelican.
Oh hey, yeah, I have never seen a pelican root around in shit. Like they are the cleanest. They're way cleaner than pigs.
Well, you've never seen a stain on a pelican shirt, right?
Yeah, no, I certainly haven't. Even the pelican mascots. such as for the Bahendrendendrendehenen Municipal Pelican League.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking, like, why are pelicans so great at this? And I did some research. I watched some more documentaries. I maybe watched Little Mermaid. I think there's a pelican in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that at some point there's a pelican that goes, "Hey, Ariel, where's the beef?" And then she says, "Do you mind if I sing you a question?" And then, he answers her questions. I think it's been a long time since I've seen that.
Yeah.
But
so I figured it out that these pelicans have this kind of like a face sack, if you will, mm-hmm. and where they put all their food. And then when they're ready to eat it, they just, suck it on up into their food hole. And there's no spilling on their shirt because all their food goes in their face sack.
A face sack. Brayden, are you telling me that you just invented the Gary and Brayden super clean system face jowl sack system?
No, I am telling you that I just created the Spill Bill.
Well, that's a much better name. That's so good.
It is a face harness that you would attach this to your face. It has kind of a lid, a lockdown lid. You open up the lid, you shovel your food into the lid, and then you close it up. And then at any time during the day, while you're eating with your friend, whatever you want, you can just put your hands down at the bottom of your face sack, push the food up into your mouth hole, and enjoy your dinner.
Then it just ends up neatly in and around your face and not on your shirt.
Exactly. Because, it's easy to clean up your face. You go to the washroom, you get some wet naps, you just use a regular napkin, whatever you need to. Mm-hmm. So much easier than it is to try to like tide to go your shirt or change your shirt or buy a new shirt or get someone to sew a shirt on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That sounds like a great idea. I'm always spilling stuff. I got this chicken leg right here. It stained my shirt. It stained my pants already. I don't remember the last time I ate chicken. And if I had been in an important business meeting, I'd have changed my duster.
Yeah.
Like, it would be ridiculous.
You would have lost that sale. You would have lost that account. Whatever. Nobody would have paid attention to you. They would have paid attention to your chicken leg.
I would have lost that brass ring of business sense.
That's right. Which you're always trying to reach for.
Yeah. Tell me more about this. So one of the things this makes me think of is that, I eat a lot of things throughout a day. As we've discussed, I'm a man of carriage. So, if I'm going to have all this food in the spill bill, what kind of things happen in there? You're putting all this food together. It's rubbing in, kissing in, hugging. Inside the sack.
Sure, sure. First, let me hit you with this slogan here before I forget.
Okay.
The face sack, the spill bill is a face sack attachment that makes your mouth water but keeps your clothes dry.
That is amazing.
Pretty good,
That
huh?
is awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I like the referring to a face sack attachment. Because it's good to differentiate this from all the other face sack attachments that already exist.
Yeah, like a feed bag for a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
like a feed bag for a horse for a human.
Only better. Because it's got
Only
that
better.
Lid, that lock-in lid, keeps in freshness, as well as keeps in aroma, for your own personal usage. And that's so people don't know exactly what you're eating. They can't judge you on that because you can't see into the bag. If you're on a diet and you want to sneak in a cookie or two, just slip it into the old face sack.
Yeah, slip them into the spill bill. I like
yeah,
it. Also, you'll look a little bit like a pelican. Yeah.
You would, and everybody likes that. I was thinking we would just have these at, the restaurant, at the steakhouse, because people would really need them right there. But then I thought, what about all those people at home?
Mm-hmm.
And more important, the people that go to the steakhouse have all those delicious food pairings like the turf and surf and the fish and dish where they're getting the highest quality food that they could possibly get. And that's great. But everybody that's at home and is eating, a Walmart chuck roast isn't getting the flavors and the excitement that you can get at the steakhouse. So I thought maybe some tablets or something to add some extra flavor. I thought I'd call them the Bill Pills.
oh, you just drop a bill pill into this kind of mixed food slurry that you've been carrying around all day, mm-hmm. and it does what exactly?
What it's going to do is add a certain flavor to everything in there, a hint of a flavor. You know, if you like a lemon or if you like a little extra Tabasco or something like that, you can just drop that right in there. It's going to add that flavor to everything that you're eating. Enhance your food.
We're all about food enhancements. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me. So let's say I get up in the morning, I put on my spill bill. I know that for lunch I want to eat an entire Cornish game hen.
Sure.
So I dump a couple hennies in there, and then what might be some spill or bill pills that might go well with that?
So bill pills to put in your spill bill would be like a lemon zip or pelican breeze.
Ooh, that makes me think of fancy laundry.
Yeah, it's kind of absolutely. It's a pelican breeze. I was going kind of the like energy drink route in this case, so I wanted to take names that in no way describe what the flavor is.
Okay.
You know, because think that reaches out to a more intelligent audience and an audience that really just kind of gets it. Like, they don't want just flavor, they want an experience.
You're eating a lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you can help me come up with a few other ones.
Okay, so yeah, let's say I put a bunch of spaghetti noodles, some hot water, and some pasta sauce, and then to really kick it up, I put in some extreme singlet or Arctic Thunder.
There you go. Okay. I was thinking about Camouflage Flashback or one of the new ones I like, Iron Squall.
Iron Squall. That Camouflage Flashback suggests an entire ad campaign to me. It's like, you know, we gotta get out of this place. It was 1973. The hills of Vietnam were bathed in blood. I was eating a chicken sandwich. Camouflage Flashback. Spill.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah.
Spill. Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Spill Bill.
And Spill Bill 2. Or then, and you know, if, let's say you want a more relaxing environment, you know, you put a couple PB&Js in there, and then maybe you put in Nocturnal Open Sea. Makes you think, you know, it tastes like, you know, whatever. But it makes you think of the sea at night, and it's open.
Right. You know, and you're having your comfort food, your PB&Js. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you're eating something pretty rough. You're having a salad or something, and you want to really kind of.
I'm sorry. What was the PB? Is it PCJ? Oh, I mean, you mean like P as in Paul, B as in Blart, and J as in James, right?
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have that right.
Okay, so you're having something like a salad, and you want to kind of rough it up a little bit. Stone soup.
Ah, stone soup. That's fantastic, and it recalls the Bible.
Sure.
And let's say you have a rich respect for history, you put in your Paul Blart Jameses into your thing, and then you just throw in a Grandpa's Lament.
Right, Grandpa's Lament. One of my favorite flavors, Gary. What do you think?
I think it sounds great. The only thing I think is that it maybe needs some kind of jingle.
Okay. I know you're the jingle guy. So
yeah.
I know you've already got something brewing in your head. So.
Well, you know that I traveled to recently was in Germany.
Yeah,
right?
the fatherland?
Yeah, the Deutschen land. And let me see if you can just pick up what I got putting down here. It's really increased my influences a lot.
Okay, sure.
So I'm thinking something like, Spill Bill! Spill Bill!
Spill Bill.
Spill Bill!
Spill Bill.
Spill Bill!
Spill Bill.
Food on your shirt? Nine!
Nine.
Food on your pants? Nine! Food everywhere? Food in your hair? Nine! Hinesville Bill.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
That's really good, Gary.
Thank you.
That's the whole ad campaign, except for Camouflage Flashback. That's everything else.
Yeah, Camouflage Flashback, we're going to have to lease. Gotta get out of this place.
Well, we could just get the Fabulous Thunderbirds to sing it for us when they're on one of their breaks from the Aquatorium.
Yeah, yeah, those guys are easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, because we know where they work now.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of the biggest advantages of employing someone. I'm 100% in. I think this is one of your greatest ideas. I think it synergizes really wonderfully with, you know, a lot of our other products. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to start production ASAP.
Yeah, let's do it, Gary. Thank you very much.
I'm willing to start production as soon as Paul.
Yes, as soon as Paul.
All right. Well, okay, I should probably get back to my research.
You get back to your research. I'm going to go watch Paul Blart Mall Cop for the 33rd time.
Excellent. Well,
I'll talk to you later.
Happy blarting to you.
Oh, and let's get this blarted, my friend.
Blarty on, Wayne.
Blarty on, Gear.